Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air. Beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Bells in the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. We're drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the
Hi, welcome to this week's Off the Air podcast. It's a very different episode this time. It was recorded in about four or five different places as Jess and I were both on the run with holiday preparations and the rollout of the Chick McGee's vodka. And we were pretty much everywhere all at the same time. So we tried to sit down and do a podcast and have a wonderful guest, and Eric Orrick from the Wish for Our Heroes organization. Their event is coming up Thursday night, December 17th in Indianapolis. Tickets are still available. Just go to wishforourheroes.com and check out the tickets. That was, of course, Bob Schneider and the fabulous Christmas Time is Here. The entire song, actually, is a holiday gift to you. And coming up at the end of the podcast, you'll hear another Bob Schneider song, a Christmas original that he wrote and performed at the concert I recently attended in Austin, Texas. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this this time, the episode of the Off the Air. I almost said this week's podcast, but it's been quite a while since, you know what I mean. Here's episode 161 of the Off the Air podcast with me and Jess.
Hello, friends. Chick McGee here. I mean, Jess Hooker here.
Give me that. This week's podcast, and I know in order to say this week's podcast, we have to have a podcast every week.
This month's podcast.
There you go.
Brought to you by Chick's Vodka.
The warm hug that's ice cold.
Aww.
Chick's Vodka.
We're sitting at a liquor store right now, and currently four bottles away from being sold out of Chick's Vodka at the Payless Liquors on Michigan 79th Street.
This podcast is
a... This will be our third installation.
This was made in three different steps. We had lunch. We recorded a little bit. We talked to Eric Orrick, Wish for Our Heroes.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to hear after this intro. This amazingly professional intro.
And when did we do that lunch? It was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm. That's when I went to get another tattoo, and then it didn't work out. Do you say tattoo or tattoo?
Tattoo. I say tattoo.
You said tattoo? Isn't that like the guy from the Starship Enterprise? What is it?
Fantasy Island.
Yes, exactly.
Tattoo.
It's the same way. Most people say pardo. I say pardo.
P-A-R-D-E-A-U-X.
But you know his brother says it that way.
Did I tell you the Jimmy Pardo story?
No.
I'm texting with him on Saturday. I'm at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and we're texting. Hey, how's it going? Oh, not too bad. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. You're going to be in town? I'll talk to you soon.
And?
I go, yeah, O'Hare Airport always depresses me. And he goes, wait a minute. Are you at O'Hare? And I go, what gate? And he goes, yeah, I'm at O'Hare. And he goes, what gate? And I go, F39. He goes, I'm at O'Hare, gate F4.
No way.
We were like 100 feet apart.
Aww.
And didn't know it. And he was getting on a plane, and then I was getting on a plane.
Aw, but you were together in spirit.
Yes, we were together in spirit.
Speaking of spirits, Chick's Vodka.
The warm hug. That's ice cold. All right, here is, first you'll hear us eating lunch, and then you'll hear us talk with Eric Orrick about a very special event coming up at the World War II Memorial.
I think it's
Thursday night, December 17th.
I don't think it's World War II Memorial. I think it's the Soldiers and Sailors.
The War Memorial.
It's the War Memorial? That was so long ago. I'm so sorry, Eric.
You'll hear all the details.
We'll be there. It's next Thursday, the 17th.
And coming up in the new year, we're going to do a podcast every week.
You're a fucking liar.
Wasn't that our resolution last year?
No. Hit your cough button. Hold on, he's got to get more Chick's Vodka. Was that our resolution last year?
Yes.
Hey, guys. We know you love us, and we know you understand, because you're the best listeners ever. So when there's not a podcast for a couple of weeks, it's okay. We'll be back. We're on hiatus. It's a holiday.
Oh, yeah. Nothing can go wrong now. How long's it been since we did a podcast?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, right? Weeks? Months?
We have one.
We have one.
Don't we have one in the can right now? Is that what you say? Is that?
It's in the can.
Is that podcast talk or radio talk?
Do you want to wear your super duper headphones?
No, that's okay. I'll take these shitty ones.
I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear us? Turn you up.
Oh, you turn you up. Oh,
there you go.
There you go. That's okay.
Turn you up. It's a whole new world, Eric.
Let's do this.
Hey, let's do this. Oh, it's my buddy Bob. I saw him in Austin, Texas, live Saturday night with his annual Christmas concert. It was lovely.
And you said he looks all fit.
He's lost 32 pounds since I saw him in Chicago in August.
Oh.
It's amazing. Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. We did not forget about you. We've just been
busy. Stuff,
we've been busy
guys.
And shit. Busy and stuff. And then Jess Jess is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
I'm here. Hi, Chick.
Hi, Chick. Sorry.
And our guest this week is the fabulous Eric Orrick.
You love saying his name.
Insists on spelling his name with a C-H. I'm not sure what that's all about for Eric, but you know, that's him. It's up to him. It's his
probably
name.
I have to take that up with his parents.
Is that what happened?
Freedom of speech, man.
Freedom of speech, bro. He is from Wish for Our Heroes, a fabulous organization that helps veterans and people who've been out there helping us.
Being braver than you.
Being braver than me. Doing stuff better than me.
Uh-huh.
For sure, for sure.
And the last time we had you on, were we talking about the dunk tank? Were we talking about the race? What were we talking about?
You know, it was right after race season. And we,
okay.
You know,
we were motorcycle season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We talked about how I saved your life and everything.
That's
so.
Right.
You did.
Oh, yeah, you did save my life.
I almost.
Huh?
I almost.
You almost killed me.
I think that's
the point.
Jessica, she almost killed you. You saved my life.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's all good now. Here I am.
There's no dunk tanks.
We're not talking about a dunk tank. We're talking about
a
party.
Year.
We're talking about a party. Everybody likes a party.
A holiday party.
On December 17th?
December 17th at the Indiana War Memorial. Wow. I didn't think that was all going to come out.
Indiana War Memorial.
I was worried for a second.
And
yep.
What is the party celebrating? End of the year, Christmas, holidays?
You know, this is George Hill for the fifth year has hosted this party for us to help us raise money to support Hoosier military families that are in need over the holidays. So this is right before Christmas, and it's going to give us a shot in the arm to make sure that every single Hoosier family that asks for help, we have the money to either pay their bills or make sure they have some presents under the tree.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That's kind of sad that there are some that don't have the means to provide presents. I mean, I guess Santa can only do so much.
Of all the people who should be able to provide, it would be our soldiers.
The people who are out there.
Yeah, that's of my opinion. But yeah.
Defending our right to celebrate Christmas.
Right.
You think they're celebrating Christmas over in...
Somewhere else?
Somewhere else? No. Uh-uh.
Well, you know, I'll tell you is that a lot of times we would be over in Iraq listening to Bomb Tom Show. So we listen to you guys over in the sandbox, as we call it. So, yeah, that's huge morale.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
And Chick's going to be there. Chick's coming to the party.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in the sandbox.
No,
I'm not going to the sandbox.
No. I got your back, brother.
You wouldn't go? Would you go if they invited you on one of the...
To visit and like
one of the tours, yeah.
To say hi and
make the people laugh.
Oh gosh, I would. I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Eric's like, I don't know.
Eric doesn't. You don't
too
think
many,
I'd...
too many years over there. No.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Oh, you don't mean that I'd be like dead weight and they'd have to
be I'm
dragging
just...
me around because I'd be screaming and crying.
You no, Eric's just saying he'd be at the airport going, "See you when you get back."
Okay. How many tours were you over?
You know, Desert Storm, Somalia, the invasion, and 2005, and then I was there a little bit in 2007. But you know, it's just one of those things about the guys going over on USO tours. Absolutely safe because even the soldiers over there, you know, you think about all the fighting and everything, but when you're over there, you're surrounded by the biggest gang. We all have guns. We're all ready. I mean,
you're
so
safe.
You're safe.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, that's
for sure.
Cool. That's cool.
Well, this will be Chick's first G3 holiday bash. So
that's
he's
true.
Excited. And in celebration. And in celebration.
Oh, that's true. We are going to come
Chick's
through.
Chick's going to be donating Chick's vodka.
Chick's vodka to the entire proceedings.
Yeah, and, for the party.
So we can make merry with the fabulous Chick's vodka available at a store near you.
And today, we just found out.
And today, it's available online, and I'm not sure how you get it, but it's possible. I don't even want to ask.
Will you act like a grown-up when you talk about this?
BinniesLiquor.com,
B-I-N-N-Y-S. Hey, pretend like you read commercials.
L-I-Q-U-O-R.
Do it like
com.
That.
Go there and search Chick's Vodka, and it spits it out right up there on the page. And is that what that sounded
is that
like?
The noise?
Well, when you put in Chick's Vodka in the search engine, a Binny's Liquor.
Oh, okay.
And then you order, you know, a case or
spell
four.
Spell it again, and I won't step on it this time.
Here, I'm going to bring it up here as an exercise. B-I-N-N-Y-S. Is that the way you spell it? Is that yes? BinnysLiquor.com.
So no matter where you are, You can have Chick's Vodka shipped to you.
Right. Oh, well, wait a minute. First you search Benny's Liquor. Maybe I didn't have the right.
But if you're not sure if you want to buy a whole bottle of Chick's Vodka, what you need to do is buy a ticket to the G3 Holiday Bash, get you a little taste.
Right.
And then after you realize how much you love it, you can go to bennysliquor.com and purchase a bottle.
You know, there's nothing better than buying a little bit of drink on a Christmas party, helping
right.
some troops, and then coming back home with your new favorite liquor.
You know, exactly.
That's the way to go.
That's a win-win, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't go wrong there.
It's actually easier than I thought it was. It's Binny's, BINNYS.com.
Oh, well, there you go.
And you type in Chick's Vodka to the search engine, and
God,
there
we're so
is.
Professional. We don't know the name of the website where it's selling the alcohol.
But we know now.
We
and
know
that's
now.
That's the important thing.
And our listeners went on this little trip with
Binny's.com. That's right.
Yeah.
Now let's go on another trip. How do you get tickets for the celebration?
You know, just as easy as it is for your to find your
vodka. I bet you know what your web address is, though, right?
G3bash.org.
G3Bash, there it is.
Bam.
.org.
And the next update's going to be announcing that Chick's Vodka is going to be there, and we're going to tell everybody that the Chickster is going to be there.
Yeah.
And just told me a couple of minutes ago, Pat McAfee's going to show up sometime during the night. So it's going to be a really cool event. George Hill is just an amazing host. They usually bring two or three of the rookie players along with them,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be really cool. The MC for the night is going to be Drew Waters, who was on Friday Night Lights, mm-hmm. Breaking Bad, Bones. He's a producer, and him and Aaron Bethea are going to be there. So it's going to be really stacked with celebrities, and even though Chick's going to be there, we're going to have a good time.
And the Emmy nominated, did you say Bo?
Oh yeah, the singer for the night who is donating his time is Bo Davidson. Bo Adamson. Hey, how about that? I, that's why I bring her along.
That's right.
Every single time I get it wrong. But he's coming up and doing the concert for free.
Wow.
And the funny thing is that, you know, most of the time when people come to these events, they come to the party and then, you know, maybe half of the proceeds goes to the charity and the other half goes to paying for the event. We're really proud that our percentage as far as the money coming in and going out is as high as it is, 96%.
Wow.
We've worked with the entertainment's free, the venue's free, Town Park, the people for the valet, they donated their services.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got, you know, Chick's Vodka. Monarch is donating the beer from Miller Coors.
Awesome.
So it's very, very little was put out to have this party.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that all the money we raise goes to help military families, because that's where the people want it to go.
Right, right. So when you get your, so you can get, we can get an individual ticket for $100. We can get a couple ticket for $150. And then we could get a whole table for $1,000, correct?
Correct. And if they want to go to the VIP meet and greet with and meet Chick possibly, or
right.
oh,
Pat
yeah.
McAfee and,
oh, yeah.
and the actors and the basketball players, they can buy the VIP ticket, which is for the table. It's $2,000.
Okay.
And it comes with extra, like, you know, autographed items and stuff like that.
Sure.
They can also buy the VIP ticket.
Are they 10 top tables? Eight?
They're
10?
Well, the people have a choice.
Okay.
They're 10 top.
Okay.
But if they want a celebrity at their table or a military hero, for instance, we have Indiana's last Tuskegee Airman. That is going to be at the party as one of our guests
wow.
of honor. So you can choose eight and then have one of the guests of honor meet at the table, a military serviceman sitting at the table with you. Or you can choose 10 and just bring 10 of your buddies and have a good time.
I'll chip in, and what a great cause. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
And there's going to be live and silent auctions.
Yes. You know,
that's
some
right.
of the wonderful things is for the live auction, you guys have donated a Bob and Tom Experience to your show.
That's exactly right. I'm
Pat
looking
McAfee,
right at it. Yeah.
He donated his pool table to us last year. And it's
That's
a really
awesome.
Nice pool table. But the good thing is, it's, you know, it's a $3,000 to $5,000 pool table.
Right.
But the Pool Hustler donated their services. They're going to bring it out to set it up for free.
Oh,
two men in a truck are going to have stored it, and they're going to move it for free. And then Pat's going to go to the winner's house and play a couple games of pool.
Wow.
So, you know, you're not just getting a pool table, you're getting an entire
You're getting a Pat
experience.
McAfee experience.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
We're going to figure out some way to get Chick involved in this, too.
I would be more than happy to do anything you'd like me to do. The Bob and Tom Show experience actually includes you get to come to the studios where we do the Bob and Tom Show, where we're sitting right now, and look through the window at us like we're fish. And you, while we're on the radio, you get to see what it's actually kind of boring. But I guess some people would
we
find
could
that's interesting.
Off
being on the podcast,
a signed bottle of Chick's vodka.
Oh, there you go.
You know, that's
and,
a really good
and then
idea.
You could have and then you could have lunch with Chick.
A vodka lunch.
A vodka lunch.
That would be a great idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's also a Pacers VIP experience.
Yeah.
I'm going to breeze right over Jess's
that
suggestion.
Is,
no, we could do that. Uh-huh. I didn't mean to make it sound like that.
Uh-huh.
I know, I'm just funny and I'm not even trying. No, that's...
right.
Yeah. You meet George during the shoot around and you get an
right.
autographed jersey
you
or
know,
a basketball
well,
or...
George has got two things going on there. One is go to the Pacers game and meet him during the shoot around. To where you know you get a couple of good lower level tickets and you get to watch the practice pregame, but then also George has donated his time to have him come out to a park or you
oh,
know
wow.
a local gym or something and play a game of horse against him.
Oh, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah, so this
oh,
is really
so
stuff that
fun.
You know wow. you just really can't get.
See, it all makes sense. Like you get to hang out with Pat, shoot a little bit of pool. You get to hang out and shoot some
with
hoops
George
with
Hill,
George Hill, and then you get to have vodka lunch with Chick. It's
what
all what you guys are best at.
That's
so
exactly
great.
That's exactly right. Isn't that enough? Plus the Pacers VIP, you get four lower level seats to a game this season and dinner, and this is something else.
Yeah.
December 17th at Indiana
and
War
it's an
Memorial.
Intimate, I'm going to say intimate, and Chick's going to get all turned on, but it is an intimate event. It's not where there's just going to be tons of people.
There's only 200 tickets
yeah,
available, so
exactly.
It's very small, and it's we've already sold about half the tables out,
mm-hmm.
so it's very, very limited. But the wonderful thing is that the Indiana War Memorial is just such a spectacular
oh my
building.
Gosh,
it's beautiful.
Yes.
So, you know, some people are just astounded at when they go there and see how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
So we're kind of honored to have this, this party in there because it's, you know, General Pershing from World War I was the guy who laid the cornerstone. So
yeah.
it's amazing.
And if you don't want I'll cut this part out. And if you want tickets, go to g3bash.org, and it takes you right to the website, and you see George Hill in a Santa hat. He's ready to party.
That's awesome. You know what? Chick and I need to tag along the next time you surprise a family, and we'll work, and we'll do the stuff. We'll clean up the house after you guys do the move-in, whatever you got to do.
You know, that's the best thing about it. We forgot the most important part. So when all of us are sitting there drinking Chick's vodka,
uh-huh.
and we're listening to the music, and we're talking to all the VIP and the celebrities and the military members, we are going to surprise families there who are going to think they're just coming to be guests at the show. And we are going to – we already have two of the families identified, and – I'm not going to say their names, but
right.
they're coming to the show and they're going to be given a really kick butt.
Oh.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. They're going to be really given a kick ass Christmas for, and
I
it's all going to be surprised.
Oh. I'll bring my tissues.
Yes, bring tissues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know you guys actually surprised families at the event.
We did
too.
Four. We have a Marine and a National Guard soldier. And then it's the Marine is from down south and. You know, he's just a normal soldier, normal Marine, normal guys. And a lot of the times when they move from base to base, they don't even have to be, you know, no emergencies, no big gigantic things have to happen. But just going from you move from this base and your wife or your husband have a great job and they move, the military moves them and they can't find that great job again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go from a two-income family to a one-income family.
Right.
So, you know, nothing.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, wow. It sounds like... it's an all-around great event.
The social event of the season.
The social event of the season.
December 17th, 2015. I felt like I had to say that. I don't know why. Indiana War Memorial. You can purchase tickets at g3bash.org. Thank you, Eric, for stopping by and talking with us.
Love being here, guys. I'll be here anytime you need me.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Snow's coming down,
I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town all ringing in song, full of happy sound. Baby, please come home. Singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. Like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here, and all the fun we had last year. If there was a way, I'd hold back the tears. But it's Christmas Day. Baby, please come home.
Bob Schneider, original Christmas song. It's Baby, Please Come Home for Christmas. Check it out at bobschneider.com and on iTunes. He has an entire Christmas album actually available. So, okay, I hope you enjoyed this week's Off the Air podcast. I know it's been a while since Jess and I have sat down and recorded an episode, but I don't think either one of us realized how busy we were going to be with the holidays and with the vodka rollout. It has really become a lot bigger project than either one of us thought. So there will be more podcasts. The podcast will continue in 2016. We're going to have a bunch of guests, a bunch of great guests, and Dr. Will will be back, and we'll do some more episodes for you in 2016. We'd like to thank you for listening to us all 161 episodes so far. And hey, by the way, if you haven't heard some of our earlier episodes, they're all available at chickmcgee.com. You go ahead and download those and listen to those for the before we can get you a new episode coming up in 2016. So once again, thanks, and have some happy holidays and some Chicks vodka, and Jess and I will talk to you next year. Thank you so much, and good night, everybody!
Let's do this!
In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the palace, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crunk, bling bling. I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big butts bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice, honey, on the table, on my shit, so I'm saying, ain't got no dough, all got my body.
some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You want to write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling, bling, got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Honey on my table and my shit's all insane. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shorty. Ain't got no dough. All got's my fault, baby. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shorty.
Yeah.
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. A merry little Christmas now. Christmas now.